You are tuned in to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world, and WMFO.org. It is 9 a.m. on a Saturday. You are not hearing things. This is not Mike, but this show is Mike on the mic. I am your guest host for the day. And my name is Ryan D. I'm here with you today as Mike is on vacation. I hope that he is enjoying his time away. He put his trust and faith in me in covering this show. I believe this is my second time. What is that old saying? Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me. Try something, something. Mike doesn't suffer fools. Which means one thing. I pulled the wool over his eyes. I'm just kidding. All kidding aside, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for being out there, wherever you are, whenever you're listening. Happy Saturday to you. It is Mike and the Mic with Ryan D. I got a lot of great stuff coming up for you. Whole bunch of new noise. I'm going to highlight the Boston Calling Music Festival, which is Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to play a bunch of Massachusetts musicians that are playing this year. Great freeform tracks, everything you've come to expect from a Mike and the Mic show. You're going to get it from this guy right here. At least I'm going to give it my best shot. It is nice being here on a Saturday. It is beautiful out. It's time for some music. I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's get it off on the good foot with some new noise from a great band out of Nashville. They're called Banditos. I think you're going to enjoy them. Mike and the Mic show starts right now.
Believe in everything I say. I'm too damn old to join a million. music still not okay. Walk across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. Now last year I was 21. I didn't have a lot of fun. And now I'm gonna be 22. I say oh my and a boo-hoo. Yeah, now I'm gonna be 22. Oh my and a boo-hoo. Well, it's 1969, okay. Walk across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. And it's 1969. And it's 1969. It's 1969, baby. It's 1969, baby. Was 1969. Was 1969. Was 1969. Was 1969, baby.
You are tuned in to Mike on the Mic with guest host Ryan D. That's me. I hope you enjoyed that first set. I enjoyed playing that music for you. You just heard The Stooges, 1969. That's the second single released from the band's self-titled debut album, released, you'll never guess when. Take a guess. Yeah, Mike's right. August of 1969. Iggy Pop, I bet at that, with Loco Mosquito. A track from his fourth studio album, Soldier, released February 1980. And what got that whole thing going there was the Peppermint Kicks. And their track, Stooge. Peppermint Kicks are from right here in Boston. That track is off their 2020 self-titled album released on Rum Bar Records. Great local record label. Mike always plays the Peppermint Kicks. And I actually became a fan of the band because of Mike's show. So of course I'm going to play them here when I'm subbing. The Rolling Stones doing Monkey Man. It's off of their 10th American studio album and their 8th British release. I don't quite understand how that happened back then, but you know, that's how it is. Let It Bleed is the name of the album. Also released in November 1969. And Bandido is some new noise. Great track called Right On. Brand new single, title track off the Nashville-based band's upcoming album, out May 20th, which is next Friday. Great new noise. I'm having a blast being here. It's Saturday. Usually I'm here Friday mornings. It's nice to be here Saturday morning. All right, got more new noise coming up right now. Fantastic band from Boston. They're called Winkler. And they have a terrific new single out, which I'm going to share with you right now. It's called Mona from Winkler, right here in Boston. Mike and the Mic rolls on.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. If you live the life you please. Well, it's all right. Doing the best you can. Well, it's all right. As long as you lend a hand.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay.
Somewhere down the road away,
the end of the line.
You'll think of me and wonder where I am these days.
The end of the line, of the line.
Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays
the end of the line.
Purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right.
I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
The end of the line, of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.
The end of the line.
I'm satisfied.
Well, it's all right, even if you're old and gray. Well, it's all right, you still got something to say. Well, it's all right, remember to live. Right.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift. Begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the same.
Man, I'm having a blast. Thanks for being out there. I love seeing everybody on the posting on Facebook. It's nice to have you out there listening. Happy Saturday to all of you. I hope I'm doing Mike and the Mic proud. I feel like I am because I'm having a great time. Isn't that what it's all about? You just heard Roy Orbison. Man, it doesn't get any better than that, right? Doing a little Traveling Wilburys thing there. You Got It, lead track off the Legend's 22nd album, which was also the last recorded during his lifetime. It's called Mystery Girl. It was released January 31st, 1989. And that was just a month and a half or something. I'm bad with dates or time, math. He passed away in December of 1988, and the album came out in January of 1989. So you see. What a legend. Man, oh man. George Harrison, speaking of legends, What Is Life? third and final single off his masterpiece of a third solo album, All Things Must Pass. That album is just... it's just something else. That was released October of 1970. And the group those two were in, the Traveling Wilburys, one of the best songs ever recorded, End of the Line. It's the final track. Honestly, one of the greatest supergroups that ever existed. And I'm not wrong. So don't even try. It's off their debut album, Traveling Wilburys, Volume 1. It was released October of 1988. Up out of that, great stuff from Bird Mancini. I became a fan of this band because of Mike and the Mike. Funny day to be alive. They get played a lot in the show. Of course I was going to play them on the subbing show. Of course. Great single was released back in March of 2007, if I remember correctly. And Winkler, new noise from that Boston band, a track called Mona. Winkler, again, they call Boston home. That's their latest single. It was released a few weeks back, at the end of March, maybe. New noise, Winkler, Mona, check them out. Good, good, good stuff. All right, got more new noise. This band out of Dublin. Or Ireland, anyway. I kind of just made up that they're out of Dublin. Maybe they aren't. Let's get into new noise from Fontaines, D.C. They are an Irish band. This is the title track from their new album, New Noise, Mike and the Mike.
I bet you now. station.
London traffic blocking the streets. London traffic going nowhere.
London traffic
polluting the air. Travel London in a car. Don't really want a car. So many cars in the streets. Wonder why we bother at all. London traffic is a problem. London traffic, too many cars. But my system's looking deep. Color signs direct the streets. No one seems to care. Take a look at our city. Take the traffic elsewhere. Leave the city, free the traffic. Give the place a chance to survive. Turn the field, cover London. Give the chance to breathe again. London traffic, still in confusion. London traffic, blocking the streets. London traffic, going nowhere. London traffic, polluting the air. London traffic, London traffic, London traffic, London traffic.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird.
but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.